Okay, Kate, I've got a question for you. My question for you is, if you could write a horror comic starring any sort of killer service person that isn't a mailman or a milkman, because that's what we've seen now in Riverdale, what killer service person would you have in a comic book?
Crossing guard.
Ooh, that's cool because it like is creepy because it's sort of a children's thing.
Yeah, well, and it's the like they're supposed to be safe.
That's right. They're supposed to
Like
keep you safe.
at first I thought trash man, and then I was like a garbage man. Like I could see that being creepy. Like I'm sure that's like, but like a crossing guard, like that's their sole purpose is to not kill you.
I think that's really smart. I like
Thank
that one a
you.
lot.
What about
Yeah.
you?
A cop because a cab.
See, I thought that too, but it felt too. I didn't count them as a service worker in my head. Like I was like
I
cops, and then I was like, they're not
know.
even service workers.
No, they just stand around on the street and look at their phones. That's what they do. And there have been, there's a horror franchise called Maniac Cop that's about like a killer cop. So,
Yeah, there's also just like day-to-day existence.
yes, and the day-to-day existence of cops, and the way that they interface with all of us. Yep. And now that we've talked about that, let's roll the theme song. Hello, pals and gals, and welcome to another episode of XOXO
XOXO
Riverdale.
Riverdale.
I'm Louis Pearlman.
I'm Kate Batter.
And today, we're going to be covering chapter 129, After the Fall, because this is your favorite Riverdale fan podcast, hosted by two adults who are wrapping up the series in style, baby. But before we get to After the Fall, I believe we have some fun fan news and we have to reply to a tweet that we got.
Fun fan news, some big sightings in the new season of Black Mirror, which was the worst yet, maybe.
Oh.
I will say we saw the actor who played Chick. He was in it. If I recall correctly, he was in the episode called Lock Henry, which was not really like a Black Mirror episode. It was just like a spooky thing, and it was the most predictable episode of Black Mirror in the history of the show.
That sucks. Poor Chick. We love Chick.
Yeah, it was just there was no like lesson. Technology was like barely involved. It just, I mean, it was well done, but they all are, but you know. And then the fourth episode has a scene in a diner, and when they pull out, like I'm fairly certain it's Pops.
Oh my gosh, they used the Pops. They leased it
Yeah.
out. They rented it.
Yeah, if that's the episode I'm thinking of, because I didn't write this down, I just kind of like watched it and like took half note. And that episode was like, I think I maybe liked it the best of them. There was only one episode that was like, this is relevant to today's society.
And that was
It,
the one that had the
no,
diner? No.
no, but it was like still kind of one of the better ones I felt.
Black Mirror, how you have gone downhill, according to Kate Vatter.
A lot of people.
And a lot of people, yeah, not
Yeah.
just you. I'm not
No.
saying it's just you. But speaking of just one of the hosts of this podcast, I got called out for something, apparently. Give it to me, Kate.
Yeah, our friend KJ, who's always reaching out to us,
KJ,
said,
we love you.
I love you both so much, but Louis tossed out Goo Goo Muck like it was a super obscure reference, like the entire world didn't just watch Jenna Ortega's Wednesday, and it made me laugh. Followed by, never mind, the show did come up and Louis just didn't get that far. And in Louis' defense, neither did I.
Yes,
Two people didn't care for Wednesday that much. It was us.
I have an issue with like everything Tim Burton's made in the last 20 years, unfortunately. Other than maybe like Big Eyes. I thought Big Eyes was fine.
I like don't hate Big Fish.
Big Fish was the last thing I really loved, and that
Was 20 years ago now
was
that I'm
20
running the
years ago.
numbers. Yeah, wow.
Yep, that came out the year that I came to New York, the year I moved
Wow.
to New York, because I went to a special pre-screen of it that then they surprised us after. Tim Burton was there, and so was Danny DeVito.
Ooh, I love his
And
work.
I know, and I'm trying to remember who else. One of the other actors was there as well, I believe. But Tim Burton was so, it was so fun to see him speak live. He's very funny and lively and bright and seems just like a really lovely guy to hang out with and be around. Yeah, and then like something happened and he was like, I'm not gonna make good movies anymore. It was really weird. Yep. And Wednesday, I tried the first few episodes and I was like, this isn't doing it for me. This is too removed from why I like the Addams Family. So,
Yeah, we seem to be the only two people that didn't care for Wednesday.
no, I think a lot of people were like, oh, okay,
Really?
this is fine.
I have not
I
talked
read a
to
lot of,
anyone else who didn't like it.
oh, really? Everybody else was like, I love that show
Or
Wednesday.
at least were able to finish it.
Well, but a lot of people watch more TV than I do for.
Very few people watch more TV than I do.
I know that's what makes us such good podcast hosts for this show, actually.
Yeah, it this is not a Wednesday fan podcast.
No, it's not. This is a We Felt Ambivalent About Wednesday podcast.
Yep. But Goo
But
Goo Muck, great song.
Goo Goo Muck rocks. I love Goo Goo Muck. It's one of the best songs ever written. Fight me. So, thank you so much, KJ. We do appreciate it. And, you know, we appreciate everybody's feedback. And thank you, Kate, for that startling expose on the latest season of Black Mirror.
Yep.
So, shall we get into this episode?
Let's do it.
Chapter 129, After the Fall. Kate, what did you think of this one?
Sure felt like a transition episode.
That is generous. I think that's generous. I thought this episode was just lousy. Was just real lousy. And a shame because the Halloween episode was so fun.
Yeah.
And this was like nothing really happened. The filmmaking wasn't dynamic. It was a lot of shots of people sitting on couches this episode. A lot. There were exciting things that happened that we didn't see, which is a real Riverdale problem. Like, we couldn't shoot in some sort of tank and see Reggie pull the people, pull the boys out of the car?
Nope.
Is that just me? Or, like, would that, do you feel that would have been a scene that would have been beneficial to have in this episode? Like, just
I think
like
it would have
that,
been
you know, a scene that's action oriented in that way.
I think it would have been beneficial, but I think that that production cost would be like what I mean, they're in the last season, so go for broke, but I also think it would like bankrupt them.
Yeah, well, they never do anything though. Like,
Yeah.
to contrast, I'm gonna say, look at all of the CW. They're now done, but none of those CW superhero shows had a huge budget. And it's not like any of the special effects in those were particularly great, but they did it anyway, and we suspended our disbelief, and it really helped with the narrative of those shows. Anytime there was action. And those shows also had a lot of standing around and talking and character development. They weren't all slam bang comic book action, but they were able to have some sequences where things would happen.
How much do you think they paid for I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair?
59 cents.
Was 4 cents too much, though.
Yeah, seriously. What do you think of that part of this episode, that musical number?
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
it felt like they were like stalling for time.
Yeah.
And
What?
like what it had no nothing to do with the narrative.
None.
Did you hear, by the way, that the musical episode is coming up and it's an original Archie musical?
Yeah, and oh boy.
Well, Kate, you know who wrote an
Who did
original
that?
Archie musical?
Yeah.
Me. And you know who they didn't hire to do this?
You.
Me. After all is said and done, who wrote it? Let's Google it. Sing some soul bossa nova while I look this up. Riverdale Archie, who wrote the songs for this Archie musical? I'm sorry I didn't do this before, listeners. I just thought of it now.
I did some research while I was watching the episode. I'll get to bring up when we get there.
Oh my gosh, not a surprise. Okay, so this is episode 14. It looks so fun. Everybody's singing and dancing. So it's an original musical. And does it say who wrote the songs? No! Okay, cool. The Archie Weird Parody musical. Apparently there's an interview with the guy who did that, and he said that this is why the Archie lawyers were on my ass. Or maybe it was just because Archie Comics doesn't want there to be a parody musical out there with the name Archie like that. Unlike my show, which didn't use any of the names of the characters and only used some of their tropes and was a parody of a bunch of other things as well. Because I'm smart and write things properly. Anyway, we're really getting off the train off the track here. My apologies. Listeners, it's been a long day. I have some Chinese food waiting for me. Anyway, so Julian's in a coma. I know, it's
Tough.
serious. But he doesn't stay there for long. Wouldn't it be amazing if, I don't know, I think Julian should have died. Well, you had that idea that maybe he was going to drown and then it was going to jog
Like
everyone's
be the
memories.
catalyst, yeah. And then it I was so far off, and what a bummer.
Yeah, but I wish you had been right, because I think that's a very compelling idea.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get back to the future somehow.
Yeah, at some point. I wonder how many episodes are going to be in present day.
Yeah.
Like, one?
Ooh.
That seems to be what they're going for here.
Yeah.
But they are, it seems like they're wrapping up the Milkman mystery.
Yes.
Yeah, like things are getting finished and they're only going to be like halfway through the season. So that is it, or a little more than halfway, because I believe we have like 22 episodes this season.
Yeah.
And this was, I believe, like the 13th episode. So anyway, we will see what happens here.
Yeah. I thought that in this episode, Cliff Blossom was written by someone who just watched the animated version, like the original, like 66 animated version of The Grinch, and had that like voiceover in his head of the like. The other thing reminds me of is like a UCB sketch from like 10 years ago. The like there'll be no more of like and then like listing things.
Yes.
Like wasn't like I mean not like Grinch specific, but that like cadence was what we were getting out of Cliff Blossom in this one.
Yeah, this was real different for Cliff Blossom. I didn't mind it, I suppose. It felt a little Hyrum-y.
Yeah.
And we've done that so much on the show already. So yeah, But I did like how Cheryl rebelled against him. I did
Yeah.
like that. I liked how Archie's poem, here's a positive thing. Archie's poem sort of describes him going through an identity crisis and sort of is reflective of how he's been written on the show, which is very inconsistently. And like he doesn't really know what he is anymore, but he's figuring it out through the magic of poetry, and that's really nice. And it's only a step away to being a lyricist, and nothing would make me happier is if at some point in this season, all my listeners know what I'm going to say, and you do too. Archie writes a rockabilly version of Sugar Sugar. That would be so fun. I would love
Be
that.
cute. Yeah.
It would be cute. You're right. It would be cute.
Be cute.
I love when things are nice and cute and not bad and crazy.
Yeah.
So, do you think that Principal Featherhead and Dr. Werther's are orchestrating these murders?
I don't know, but I think it's fascinating later in the episode that the publisher was so invested in what they thought about things. Like,
Definitely.
he's like really interested in what a high school principal has to say about the comic books. And it felt like they forgot how like the real world works.
Well, they're treating Dr. Werther's like he's Dr. Frederick Wortham, who, was just a pretty prominent psychologist at the time. And he's just the stand-in for that. And they did make a point of being like, his editorial went national. Ugh, you know? So it would be, I mean, they're not going to do this, but like, is. It would only make sense if Dr. Werther's was rising to prominence and was going to like lead a Senate committee hearing on the dangers of comic books at the end of this season or
I
something, you
will
know?
say next week's episode is jumping ahead here, is called The Crucible. And I think
Sure.
it's gonna get into like comic code stuff and
That would be
like
interesting.
communism.
Or communism stuff. Yeah, communism
Yeah.
stuff. That'd be interesting. We'll see how it goes for all of them.
Yeah. So I on my long list of things that we didn't need in this episode, one of them was definitely the size of Dilton's dick.
I want to have a whole conversation about that scene. That scene was awful.
What
I
the fuck?
was completely don't need to hear about how big all their penises are.
It, I, who wrote that?
Yeah, that was a new low for the show. It was so odd and felt like a time suck and does anyone care? And yeah, and then the Dilton thing was like, okay, whatever. And then the way they made it a callback joke later was
It's not a
strange.
conversation women have.
Yeah,
Like we
yeah.
do, like to a degree. There's like when everyone saw Chris Evans' dicks, it's like let's talk about his. But no one's like, look at this group of men who like no one's debating was ever like which Backstreet Boy has the biggest dick. Like that was never a thing.
Yeah,
Like
that's a
that's
good
not
analogy. Yeah.
like no one does that.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I haven't really thought about that much in many, many years. Like, I guess when I was like a horny teenager, I thought about like how big people's dicks were,
But it
guys'
was
dicks
also
were.
like, but you thought of like a specific person. You weren't like, let's take a group of men. It was like, I feel like it's always very like circumstantial in a way that this was not.
Yeah, this was the whole scene with the four of them was off.
Insane.
Which was really a shame, yeah. And yeah, I mean I'm just reading. Oh, yes. Okay, so I'm wondering, here's something I'm wondering about, a question that I had. I'm wondering if this was foreshadowing. At one point, Archie was talking about the basketball team. And about sort of the turmoil happening, and Archie said, a winning team can unite a town. And I'm wondering if that's going to get flipped on its head and like something's going to happen where everybody in Riverdale forms a team, maybe like in order to get back to the present, something's going to happen where they all work together. I just thought that was an interesting line that he said.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that is going to be some sort of a key to the way they're going to get out of the 50s.
Yeah, it's also just like a cliche of like every sports movie or TV show. Just
Yeah,
everyone rallies around the
the
team. This
team
is a, yep.
reunites yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah.
Another thing about I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, just because we're sort of at that part in the episode. I loved how that musical number felt like it was about 42 minutes long.
There was a moment where I was like, is this Did they practice this and are performing this, or is this a fever sequence? And then I checked my email.
Didn't this number make you miss like Sex Jungle from a few
I
episodes ago?
mean, I never thought we'd get that, but.
Yeah, we miss Sex Jungle. Here's a historical question that my mom will probably answer in a text at one point after she listens to this. Was lactose intolerance a thing in the 50s?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because it came up.
I'm sure it existed, but whether it was like a talked about, if that was like the phrase.
Yeah, did they talk about it? Yeah. Kate is looking it up, which means it's time for me to sing my song. Do 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 do
Okay,
do
so ancient DNA evidence revealed that lactose persistence wasn't prevalent until around 1000 BC.
But I wonder if they called it that. It feels like a more modern term.
Yeah.
But while you're looking that up, this is the update for my mom that we actually haven't talked about this yet. Thank you to my wonderful mother, Katie, for this advice or for this feedback. So in the 50s and in the 60s, my mom's parents and grandparents slept in separate beds. That wasn't just a sitcom thing. That was a real life thing. I know you're looking this up, but crazy, right? I think very interesting. Kate, have you come across any good information for our listeners?
Its symptoms were described as early as 460 to 370 BC, but until the 1960s, the prevailing assumption was that tolerance was the norm. That doesn't answer the question.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like maybe the term did exist.
Yeah, eventually in the 60s, it was recognized that lactose intolerance was color correlated with race, which means they probably had.
We're really getting into it here. This is very exciting. This really is, I'm just going to share this with my listeners while Kate's looking this up. With our listeners, this maybe is my favorite note I've ever written about a Riverdale episode. I'm just looking at it here. The note is, I don't care about this penis talk. Just terrible. Another thing that I'm going to say that isn't going to be worthy of a conversation, I think that if Archie really wants to make everyone happy, he'll start writing poems about basketball. Think that would be really good for the team and really good for his sense of self-worth. Well, Kate, can we figure it out?
Not right now. I just like looked longingly at like my old like Oxford dictionaries that will have origins.
Well, let's move on then. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I find it, you know?
Yeah, totally. We can do an addendum on the next episode. So my next question for you then, as we move on, is what do you think of Mary's dress store?
Where did that come from? Have we seen this before? What's going
Nope.
on? The
Nope. Nope. Now she has a dress store. That's a thing that she
only thing
has.
I wrote in this, she got it hit a point in this episode where she was going to town on the scenery. Like,
Yeah, well, I mean,
so some of her worst.
some of her worst, absolutely some of her worst. But yeah, like just this, we didn't know that she was working or worked at a dress store or anything like that. And that was a pretty elaborate set for us to have never seen it before.
Yeah.
So that was weird. And then the next thing that I have to bring up is the return of Brett Weston Wallace, who we have not seen in a while.
We saw him like a couple episodes before
Oh,
ago.
did we see him?
Very, very briefly.
Okay. But he had some stuff to do.
Yeah.
He stole Pepper the Bulldog. He stole Pepper the Bulldog, but it's great to have him back in the show. It is. This is something I like about this final season. It feels like they're going out of their way to bring back characters from all the other seasons that we haven't seen for a
Yeah.
while, like
Who?
Evelyn and Brett Weston Wallace and Tracy
Dilton, yep.
Dilton, Tracy Trueheart. Yeah.
Who was K.O. Kelly?
Okay, I can answer this.
Good.
K.O. Kelly
Katie Keene is,
was
right?
Katie Keene's boxer boyfriend. Oh,
Yeah,
that's a
well, I mean
sentence.
boxer because
KO.
KO,
Yep. Katie
but.
Keene's boxer boyfriend from Queens, I believe.
Okay.
And he guested during the whole boxing story arc on Riverdale a few seasons ago. So we'll see if we see him or if he was just getting name dropped there.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens if he comes back.
Right. It feels like we might not get much more basketball based on how triumphant the music swelled during the game.
That is such a good point. This may be it for the whole
It
basketball
felt like a real
thing.
culmination of what we were going to get basketball wise.
Yes, which was also nothing that we saw. We
Right.
saw some fun, well-shot basketball scenes in previous episodes this season. This time they decided to do a radio thing, which I
Yep.
didn't like.
And this was also the episode where they decided they're going to have a single game MVP award.
Yes. Who won that? Reggie?
Reggie. Yep.
Yeah, good for him. He's
Good for him.
wonderful.
That's not like a thing. Like MVP is like really a season long thing, which I'm sure he earns as well, but it just I don't, it felt like I can't tell if this is the end of basketball or not.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is the end of basketball. I think that you might be right about that, but we'll see.
We'll see.
So then we had a pretty insane scene that we have to have a discussion about.
Okay.
That was the Betty and Veronica queer experimentation scene. So there were moments where I was like, I think I like that they're doing this. And then when they got interrupted before they could kiss, the whole thing made me angry and made it feel like it was queer baiting to me.
Yeah, it feels like they got away for a long time. They made a really big point to try and not be queer baiting, and then we're like, oh, but it works, and just like kind of gave in.
Yeah, this felt queer baity. The only thing that I think could fix this element that happened in this episode is if Betty and Veronica are a final couple together in the present
Yeah.
day, which I think would actually be a real baller move for the show to do that.
Yeah.
And just be like, no, Archie, for either of us, we're together and that's it, and we're fine. I would
Yeah.
really like that.
At this point, yeah, though, it does have to be like how it ends.
Yeah. So we will see. We will see. And then Julian came back from his coma, which I was not thrilled about. Kill that character off, but that's okay. That's fine. And then we had this scene with Mary, where she basically just like berates Alice into behaving.
Yeah, Mary, this episode was physically present.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and how's Mary gonna fix the issues with Veronica's parents, with Hiram and Hermione?
She's not. I mean,
She get a long distance call to Uncle Orson?
yeah,
Yeah.
but.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I didn't mention this before, but Veronica describes herself as a squatter at the Babylonium, but if you own a building, you're not a squatter.
No,
That's
she
not
was
the right
squatting
use
at
of
the
the term.
Pembroke.
Yeah, they ended up squatting when they broke in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a squat. Break into a place and stay there secretly. I feel it would have been more fun and romantic if Betty had gone to live with Veronica at the Babylonium. And it's these two cool teenage girls living in the top floor of a old school movie theater.
It
Doesn't
sounds
that seem more fun to
so fun.
you?
Yeah, it sounds like something I'd want to do.
Yeah, oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to
Yeah.
live in a movie theater like that on a little cot. How romantic. Anyway, yeah, I thought that would have been a way cooler move for the show, but
Yeah.
whatever. Okay, cool. So Yeah, okay. What else do I have about this episode?
I only have one other thing that came up at the very end and was anachronistic.
Oh, please. Yeah.
The phrase beatnik
Sure. Well,
was
that's from the
not
50s.
the concept is the term beatnik was coined officially in 1958, with the very first usage having been found like in recent years when they're like really like digging through the files. The first time anyone wrote the word beatnik was maybe 1954, and
Got
then it was
it.
published for the first time in 57, and then like fully coined in 58. So when Archie is like, "I'm gonna be a beatnik," it's like, no, he would never say that.
Sure. Yeah, it's too early.
So, yep.
That's a shame. I mean, it's a great expression.
Yeah, it felt, because there was a moment where I was like, well, I mean, beatniks were there, but they weren't calling each other beatniks.
Yeah, for
So.
sure. Don't you want to see KJ Apa at one point in the season in a black turtleneck and a beret banging on some bongos and doing
Was
some
gonna start like
poetry?
snapping.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Maybe get him to grow a goatee.
Yep, a Van Dyke.
I kind of like all this. Yeah, a Van
Yeah.
Dyke, exactly. Yeah, this episode, it wasn't very good. I feel like we hammered home the stuff that we were unhappy with. There is very little that I really liked about this episode, unfortunately. But in a more trying to be a little more optimistic, there hasn't really been that many episodes like that this season,
Yeah.
right? And we in the past seasons, we've had more episodes of our podcast that are like this. So thank you for suffering through. Please don't give us a bad review on Apple podcasts because we didn't like this one specific
Yeah.
episode.
Tell us to our faces. Go on Twitter and let us
Go on
know.
Twitter and tell us. Yeah, and we're sorry if you really like this episode. That's great. We don't want to yuck your yum. We're
Yeah.
nice. So on that note, who was on your power list?
I wrote Cliff and then stopped writing.
Sure, definitely Cliff. Yes. And that's it for you?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I had Archie, Alice, and Cliff.
Okay.
Yes. Who's on your crush list?
I have Veronica and Reggie.
Very nice. I have the wonderful pair B and V. And that's it for me. So what's happening next episode?
1:30, The Crucible. I believe
Oh,
Hiram
yeah.
is back. I believe it's a Hiram episode.
Oh, this is the episode with Mark Consuelos?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see how that is. And I wonder if someone's going to be a communist. Maybe Uncle
Maybe.
Orson.
Yeah, or Uncle Orson. Yeah. And also
Yeah,
maybe. Bye.
we'll see. We'll see. Well, as always, a pleasure, Kate.
Of course.
Thanks to our editor, Angeli Mercado.
And our theme songwriter, Louis Aronowitz.
And thanks to all of you who are listening and contributing, and we love it. Find us on Instagram at XOXORiverPod, Twitter at the same place. Write to us. We love interacting with you, and thanks for all the corrections and fun chats. All right, for XOXO Riverdale, I'm Louis Perlman.
Okay, better.
Bye!
Bye.